ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Hello, good morning. It's another beautiful day. Today is our God Experience service, and we'd like to welcome you. This is Lighthouse Lagos, Nigeria. How was your week? It's a beautiful Sunday morning, and we want you to please gather around with your family as we have the God Experience together today. Wherever you're watching us from, maybe it's an evening, or it's very early in the morning, or it's morning, just like we are experiencing here in Lagos, we say you are welcome. COVID-19 is no more a breaking news. A lot of things have happened in our world, and we have seen all kinds of maybe effect or aftermath effect of COVID-19. And we're still talking about the post-COVID experience. Last week, Sunday, we started this discussion about how you and I can begin to position ourselves for the opportunities that are ahead of us. And we are just stepping, or rather bringing to you, today we are still looking at that same topic, the post-COVID experience. And it's an honor and a pleasure to have with me in the studio today two business executives. Right to my left here, I have Mr. Shi Adewumi, the MD of KK Listen Limited. It's a pleasure to have you here this morning. You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pastor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir. And to my right hand here, I have Mr. Ayodeji Odeleye, the principal, Biodun Odeleye and Co., one of the foremost real estate business in Nigeria as of today. You're welcome this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I just want you to please sit back and let's glean from the wisdom of these men who run business even at such a time as this. Such like a recap of what we had last week, that, hey, post-COVID experience is here. The new normal that people are talking about is already here. That we can only anticipate it. That was one of the highlights of last week, because life in itself is in progress. And then the fact that, hey, the way we relate to one another in terms of our personal hygiene, the lifestyle we'll embrace, it has definitely changed. Technology is here, and there is need for every business owner, everyone who is walking through a professional career path, to embrace the technology that is here. And then open your eyes to see post-COVID experience is for solution providers. What can you see at this time? And time has been given to us as a valuable resource. So today, we just take it for that. What are the things we can begin to look at even at this time? I'm trusting that what are the opportunities that we can leverage on? What are the benefits that stands to every business person out there? And what is God's perspective in terms of giving people opportunities, and then we can look forward to a time of harvest as we live our lives in the new normal. I'd like to just start today. I want Mr. Adewumi to please just generally tell us about how you've been able to navigate through the COVID experience, and now as we begin to return to the new normal, as we've been said, just generally your thoughts about what the world is experiencing at the moment. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Our daddy in the Lord. You know, in Yoruba land, there's a proverb that says that Enitaba Balaba Onibaba.
Wow.
So thank you so much for having us, sir. For me, really, there has never been a time other than now to be a Christian.
Wow.
There has never been a time to think and behave and act like a Christian. And what is a Christian? A Christian is somebody that is Christ-like, you know, is a lifestyle. It is not a doctrine. So if Christ was going to be here at this time of COVID-19, is he going to be a confused person? Or he will be a person that will stand and take decision? Is he going to be somebody that is going to lose his sanity? Or he will first of all come to his consciousness and say, okay, look, so we're in this mess now. How do I take the next step forward? And basically, that is what I have applied. Honestly, in this COVID-19, what I have seen is that I have seen different type of people. A set of people became professional beggars. They will call and say, okay, I don't have what to eat, what to drink, and so on and so forth. And in the middle of all of this, we have a lot of people that are also cleaning out. And I give an example. We started work last Monday. And when we were going to, when we were coming to work, I just saw one of our drivers. He brought a bag of, you know, facial mask. And he started handing it over to everybody. Take one. Take one. Whether you ask for it or not is irrelevant. He was just giving everybody, take one, take one, take one. And at the end of the day, we asked him that, okay, how did you come to this sewing of facial mask? He said he just thought about it and he engaged a tailor. And the tailor, you know, made materials for him and he gave him specification of what he wanted. Yes, the tailor charged him, but he bought the materials. He gave the tailor the thread and so on and so forth. And so therefore, he has paid off the tailor. He's going to make money out of all of this, aside from his driving job. And I think that was commendable. For me, there are a whole lot of things that we need, you know, to do. What will Christ do? He will take initiative. He will be creative. He will think out of the box. He will apply himself. And so, therefore, basically, that is what we have done within this period.
Wow. Wow. Let me just throw it to Mr. Deleye first. I'm trying to make my note. But, I mean, that's just beautiful. What would Jesus do in the practice of our faith? What would Jesus do if he were to be alive at this COVID-19 experience? Please, I want you to add your own flavor to that.
Thank you, my pastor. You know, I'll just take it from where Mr. Adewumi ended. You know, for us, you know, you mentioned what would Jesus do. And I remember in the Bible when there was a storm and, you know, the disciples were scared and all disturbed. And Jesus was asleep at that time. And, you know, Jesus told them that, oh, you people of little faith. And similar to us as business owners now, we need to just exercise our faith in God more at this moment, at this stormy period. We need to believe in God and believe in his word as he has promised us that his peace he has given to us, not as the word gives, but, you know, the way he has designed to give it to us. So for us, in my own organization, what we've done so far in this period is just to, you know, try to see how we can pivot and, you know, re-strategize, rethink the way we do business and see how we can now start discussing with the stakeholders in our profession, majorly our tenants, our landlords, you know, and to see how they can now start to rethink and then change their attitude towards business in general. You know, I'll just take a quick example for us. We've approached some of our landlords to say, how do you give a moratorium to these tenants that are in your property and they are facing a lot of challenges? Some have lost their jobs. Some, you know, that are into business, they've not been able to do business for a long period of time. And we are telling them that, oh, we need to have that human face in our business as we go forward. So for us, we are thinking and trying to pivot, see how we can do business in this new era of post-COVID. And that's what we are looking at. For us, we are leveraging more on technology because our work has to do with physical inspection, and then we are looking at how to engage our staff members to ensure that they are up to date when it comes to the usage of technology, and then how to apply that to our immediate business activities. So for us, it just requires that we need to rethink, re-strategize. And you know, the word I've been mentioning, pivoting, the word for us as business owners in this era is that we need to pivot.
Okay, I still want to hear more from you. Is COVID-19, I know that people have expressed that in some of our services here, that it's not expected, it's not something that we all expect, but it has happened. How are you? I want you to please tell us how KK Leasing has been able, if I use his word, pivot through this season. Were you in the time past? Did you just prepare for such an eventuality like this? So I just want to know. Or we want to know.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Nobody prepares for a situation like this, or nobody expected that we'll find ourselves in this kind of situation. What we did was, when COVID-19 came and there was lockdown, we realized that, okay, like 80% of our businesses, you know, were affected. By the time it was...
It centers around movement.
Yes. Okay. Because, I mean, it's lockdown, so nobody can move around. So we found out that basically we have no business again. So I then sat down and started thinking that, okay, so should I... Like, people are calling me to ask me, please, can you give me 2 naira, 3 naira? So should I also begin to call my friends, you know, maybe people that I know that, okay, please, can I have 4 naira, 5 naira, so that I can begin to share? But I said, no, I mean, that's exactly not what Jesus Christ will do. So what we did was to look at COVID-19 and the solutions. One major solution is the medical solution, you know. And we thought that, okay, so if COVID-19 is going to have medical solution, then there must be a logistic solution as well. Because you will need to be able to move all those medicine, all those, you know, isolation center. You need to move them from one place to the other. So we started contacting NGOs. We started contacting people that we knew that they were, you know, more or less in the front line of addressing these issues. That, okay, can we provide logistics for you, maybe in half price, or maybe, you know, as our own contribution, you know, to whatever, you know, solution you are trying to find. And yes, it turned out to be that people were happy about that. Wow. And they invited us that, wow, okay, yes, for us to be able to solve this medical problem, then we need to also think of the logistics, you know, problem. And that's how we're able to be relevant.
Let me just, for the sake of those who are taking down notes this morning, I have about 6 points right here that were fine. This is, COVID-19 is no more news, but it has come and is going away at the moment. So preparing ourselves for opportunities after this time. Number one thing that you can do as a business owner, that number one, it's a good time to practice your faith. So the issue of the God factor, we can't take it out of your business practice. Our faith is a lifestyle. Secondly, this morning, is ask yourself the basic question, what will Jesus do? And I love what Mr. Sheyi said. He said, Jesus will take initiative. So it is time to take initiative. He said, Jesus will think outside the box, if there is any box at all. Otherwise, because I've had the recent time that, okay, when you say think outside the box, it's because there is a box. What if you take the limits off completely and there is no box? But hey, what will Jesus do? He will either think outside the box or not create anyone at all. But he will act. Jesus will be full of action. That's the second thing. The third point is that it's time to exercise our faith. A lot of the time, we are all tempted as human beings not to exercise our faith when things are good. But this time of what looks like challenging time, it is the time to exercise our faith. Fourthly, is a time to rethink and re-strategize so that you can stay in business. And I love the word Mr. Odeleye used. He said, pivot. It's a time to do things maybe with an element of compassion, because you said something about you discussed with some of your house owners the need to give moratorium for maybe their tenants who cannot be able to. So it's a time to do whatever you're doing with an element of compassion. Then fifth point is a time to leverage on technology. I mean, that's just the new normal. We've said it over and over again in previous services. Things have changed. Meetings don't have to be at a location anymore. There is an advent of Zoom. There is an advent of things that can be done on Google Hub, WhatsApp. You need to leverage and embrace technology as your friend in this new normal. And then lastly, you need to learn how to create value around the needs of the moment. And I love the illustration that Mr. Adeyemi gave, that during this time of lockdown, even though movement was affected, but they saw through and they saw that there will be need for logistics around health, movement of health equipment or movement of personnel and all that. And they really cash in on that. And the element that Mr. Odeyele also mentioned was what you apply. I mean, we can offer this service, maybe not at the full price, but at a discount, which also gave you an inroad into the heart of such a client. So it's a time to do those six things. And I want you to please advise business owners, just generally advise us out there. We who are business owners, advise us on what to do. Because I know that out of an experience like this, there is a tendency for people to be desperate. There is a tendency for people to want to take more than is apportioned to them. So what will you generally give to a business person who is practicing their faith at this time?
Thank you, sir. My advice to business owners would be that if they lose everything on earth, they should not lose their sanity.
Wow.
Because as a leader, as an entrepreneur, you know, you have a lot of people that is lined up behind you. And whatever direction you go is the direction that they are likely to follow. So if you lose your sanity, say, everybody behind you will just be being, you know, like that. But if you calm down and say that, okay, in this situation, so what do I do? How do I situate, you know, myself in all of this that we have found ourselves in, then you'll be able to see reason why you need to do things differently. Because in this part of the world, we are likely, most likely to go with the bandwagon. If everybody moves to this direction, then without knowing why, everybody will just follow that direction. If everybody comes back to this direction, everybody will just move towards that direction. But you need to find, so how does this affect me in all of this situation? And my advice really would be that maintain your sanity. Then while you are maintaining your sanity, the Bible says that you should lengthen, you know, your cord. Drive your pegs right down. So this is a time for you to prepare because the journey is very long. Have you read a book recently? Have you read anything about delegation? Have you read anything about innovation? Do you know anything about mentorship? These are things that you can read and prepare yourself for the journey ahead. Because COVID-19 is just a phase. It could be another thing tomorrow. It will go away, definitely, but you can just find yourself, you know, in another crisis, maybe 2 years, 3 years down the line. It can be business crisis. All you just need to do is just to think, retain your sanity, and look at, okay, so how can I get out of this? Gold is a very precious metal. When you see gold in its raw form, it is not attractive at all. It is, in fact, ugly. But gold goes through fire. It goes through furnace. And by the time it comes out at the end of the furnace, you will see a precious material in your hand that is so valuable. That's the phase that we're going through now. And I will encourage everybody to go through this fire and be able to distill what they are going to become at the end of the other side.
Can you add your flavor to that?
Thank you. I'll just
good
pick
advice
it.
For business owners, even at this time.
Thank you, Pastor. You know, I'll just pick one of the things that Mr. Adewumi said. He said, you know, a lot of people sometimes they just follow the bad wagon without knowing why. So for business owners, it's time for you to answer that question: why am I in this business? Why am I doing this? Why am I carrying out this process? You know, so that you can pick up new goals that align with your vision at this point in time. And also the other point I would like to say is that please don't scrap the work that you have already started. It's just a time for you to say, okay, what do I need to do differently? Who do I need to talk to? What do I need to, you know, put into this business additionally, you know, that would get me more money? And also, you just need to listen to your customers. Get feedback from your customers. You know, and it's at this moment you need to just get their emotional buy-in. Contact them. Check up on them. You know, get involved with them and say, oh, how are you doing at this period in time? You know, so that by the time you are coming back to business and you are re-strategizing, they would buy into whatever you are doing. And the other point I would like to say is that make sure that whatever new strategy you are putting in place, you know, it's a strategy that would take you, that would make you your business grow, that will reposition your business. And the last point is just what I mentioned now, reposition yourself. If you are going to be looking for new customers, you need to be at the place where they are. You need to, you know, be present yourself as if, yes, as someone that they can do business with. So you need to reposition yourself.
Okay, can I quickly ask you, the two of you, really, in your field, the transportation business and logistic business, what is the future in Nigeria or in Africa? Can you just, because somebody at the end of this COVID experience, maybe their heart is tilting towards that industry, or maybe they are players in it already, but certain things are like questions to them. What do you see as a future possibility in the logistic business in Nigeria and in Africa?
I see very huge opportunity in transportation and transport-related industry. I see that just like oil, transportation business or transportation generally will be contributing as much as maybe like 30 or more than, you know, to the GDP of Nigeria.
Wow.
Because there is no business that can overlook such an important market like Nigeria, you know, in terms of moving people, in terms of moving goods, in terms of, you know, railway, whatever you want to move. It's so important that you must factor in transportation aspect of it. So I see a lot of opportunities. And my encouragement will be that anybody that wants to dive into this industry should get ready, and this is the time to do that. Like we have always said in Lighthouse, this is the time to endeavor to be the best. If you are going into transportation, let it be that, okay, when they are looking for an expert, somebody that is an opinion leader, somebody that will add value, somebody that will be able to solve problems, will be able to manage crisis, let it be that it is you that they are looking for. And in whatever endeavor you find yourself, if they say that they are looking for an expert, you know, just to be able to deal with the right eye or maybe the left ear, let it be that you are the expert in that area and that you have a voice. So be the best in whatever you are doing.
Mr. Deleye, can you, someone is there, because I know that in times of crisis, as much as people want to, they like to conserve their resources. What are the prospects in the real estate business in Nigeria and maybe in Africa? Yeah. I like to talk about Africa.
Yes, thank you, Pastor. The real estate business in Nigeria and Africa, majorly, we are yet to scratch the surface of that industry in Africa, because you know we've had several seminars, discussions about how we can improve this sector. So, like we say in our industry, this is the moment. We are moving towards the buyer's market. It's the moment for you to buy into real estate. Because real estate is the most secure asset that you can, investment you can go into now. Because even during the period people were locked down, if you didn't have a house as an occupant, as an owner occupier, or as a tenant, there's no place you can be. You can't be outside. So now real estate is will boom at this period, but it's not all the sectors. For instance, in this new normal, a lot of businesses will rethink, like we mentioned, to say, okay, do I need this big space as an office? Since some of my staff members will be working from home, so do I really need this big office space? So some of our office investments would come down, but a lot of people will still need houses to live in. So you can invest in residential properties. You can also invest in agricultural properties, because a lot of people need storage facilities now. Greek is booming at this period in time. And just like Mr. Adeomi mentioned, logistics. For you to do logistics, you also need real estate. There's no place, there's nothing about logistics that does not have a role to do, that real estate does not have a role to play in it. So for me, to answer your question, sir, in Africa and in Nigeria, real estate is the in thing, and it's the time for you to invest in it. But I'd like to also add some other things, that there are some other business opportunities in the real estate industry. For instance, we need a data bank in the real estate industry.
Wow.
So if you are an IT person or you are very savvy with information analysis, data analysis, this is the time for you to start thinking about how to engage real estate companies to help them keep their data. It is also the time for you to, for graphic artists and digital marketers to approach these real estate people, because initially in Nigeria mostly, we've been doing things the old way, but now we are going to the new normal, which requires technology. And most of the people, experts in the real estate industry, they are not savvy with all this graphics design and digital marketing. So we need people to start thinking about how to come into that industry and engage the practitioners in there. So I mentioned also agriculture earlier on. So, you know, that there are vast opportunities in real estate as we speak.
Okay. I know that time is not always on our side when at each service. But I don't like to use this word, but I'm going to use the word all the same, because of what you said initially, as faith being a lifestyle, where is the role of your faith in your business? I need to ask you that question before you go, because I think also Mr. Ayodele also mentioned something about people are confused, it's not a time to be confused. What is the role of your faith in what you do? I need to ask you that question. I won't call it a secret, but it's also a secret.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. I'm happy that you asked this question.
Yeah.
The role of my faith in all of this is at the forefront. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, I am an entrepreneur. I lead a lot of people. So who leads me? how do I get inspiration as to where we go and where we do not go? During the lockdown, I must say, sir, that every day just became day for me.
Wow.
There is no Monday, there is no Tuesday, there is no Thursday. I just wake up, I just sleep, I just find out that, okay, Sunday, I don't even know which one is Sunday, which one is Tuesday. Every day is just day, sleep, wake up, day in, day out, you know, like that. So I had to pray that God, so is this how we're going to continue?
Wow.
Are we going to just be following the bandwagon like that? Everybody, oh yeah, don't go out, stay at home and all of that. And at some point, you know, I had to pray and got inspiration that, okay, why don't you make this call? Why don't you make that call? How about this? This medical solution that they are shouting, how are they going to move around? Who is going to drive them around? Have you been able to plug into that realm? Why don't you think about that? So, yes, I'm an entrepreneur. I lead a lot of people, but my faith also leads me to the next step.
Yes, so, thank you very much, sir. That's very insightful. What do you have to say? I mean, what role does your faith play in all that you do in the marketplace?
The role of my faith in general in the marketplace is, you know, always tied to how much of God I hear per time. Because, you know, just, and I'll relate it to this period that we are in also, just like in Genesis 26, when there was famine and Isaac wanted to go to the land of Egypt, and he heard clearly God telling, do not go to Egypt. And just because of that singular obedience, he was able to stay where he was, and he planted and he harvested in that same year of farming. And, you know, he was blessed. He was blessed. So that's the role of my faith. The role of my faith is that I just always want to hear from God. And it's similar to what happened also in Luke chapter 5, when Jesus told the disciples, after toiling all night, and they caught no fish, and Jesus told them, he used their boats to preach, and he said, launch into the deep. And they caught a lot of fish at that moment. So, and, you know, I said I was going to tie it to this season. So the role of my faith is just to listen to what God is saying part time, and also what God is telling me, and following his direction based on, access to information and policies that would transform whatever would affect my business. So that's the role faith plays in my business.
Okay, so what I can hear the two of you saying to me now, you are saying that it's like everything hinges on your covenant relationship with God. I just want everybody to get that clear. Because I want to use that word covenant. It's a lifestyle. It means God is a priority. God is involved. God is like the senior partner in everything that you do. Well, maybe last word of counsel for people today as we move forward into the new normal. To move forward in the new normal. What will you have to say? What do you want to say to business people out there?
For me, really, what I will say is that your song, everybody's song at this time should be that when people around you say, you know, there is casting down, your own song should be that there is lifting up.
Hallelujah.
You know, and that should be so true in everything that we do. That is the covenant that you should live with. So now, moving forward, we don't know what is going to happen. We don't know what is not going to happen. All you just need to do is to call forth those things which are not as though they were.
Yeah, because they are, actually. That's the language of faith. That's how God sees things, calling forth those things which be not as though they were, because they were. So, I think for everyone listening to us out there today, we can underplay what faith we do in our lives. It's like the air that we breathe. It's like the oxygen of our lives. It's the heartbeat of our souls. And we cannot afford to put that. I love what he said. He said, my faith is in the front burner of all that I do. Mr. Odeleye, the final word for today.
All right, my encouragement to everyone watching today is from Job 14, from verse 7 to 9. It says that there is hope for a tree that has been cut down. It can come back to life and sprout, even though its roots grow old and its stump dies in the ground. With water, it will sprout like a young plant. Mm. There is hope for your business. Mm. There are opportunities ahead. Mm. Don't give up. Mm. God's peace is available for you.
Amen.
There is hope for you.
Amen. Well, to just summarize all that we've learned today, number one, this is a good time to practice our faith because faith is a lifestyle. It's the lifestyle of the winner. It's the lifestyle of the achievers. The second thing is to learn what we Jesus do, WWJD. Jesus, we've been told, we take initiative, we think outside the box, we create a new path of living. Number three, exercise your faith. In this time of lockdown, in this time where people's hearts are failing them, it is a time to personally exercise your faith. Fourth, rethink and re-strategize to stay in business. COVID-19 will not be forever. This will come to pass, and it is already going out. So you need to re-strategize. You need to rethink about what you do. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart so that He can give you the new thing. And in re-strategizing, please do it with an element of compassion. And then we need five, we need to leverage on technology. We need to create value around the needs of the movement. There are many needs around us, but our hearts just need to be open to see it. And then as business owner, this is a time not to lose your sanity. You are leading on the other people, so you must understand and think your way through the current problems that is around us. Then this is a time of preparation. A time of preparation for what is to come. We're talking about COVID-19 today. It may be something else tomorrow. It may be set back in business, but the same principle works. So the question is, read books. Read books on mentoring. Read books on marketing. Read books on the new way of living. You must stir up your mind so that you can think innovation and think creatively, even at this time. And then it's a time to answer the question of why of your organization. Get a feedback. Let your customers see what you are doing. Understand their needs. And then 10, is a time to reposition yourself. You need to prepare yourself mentally, physically, spiritually for this new normal. And then there is a large encouragement that in the midst of this cast down, Nigeria is a land full of opportunities for transport and logistic business. Nigeria is a land that has prospect for the real estate or housing. I mean, there are housing problems must be resolved in our nation. Agricultural, we must build warehouses. So there are tremendous opportunity. And even in the real estate, if you are involved in data analysis, you are a graphic designer, you are a digital marketer, you have opportunity. Green, the land is green in the real estate business. And then the role of your faith will help you not to follow the crowd. You will not be led by the bandwagons, like Mr. Debugumi put it. And then the role of your faith, 15, will help your ability to hear God, where you will be positioned not to lose hope. And this is the time to develop the right perspective. We learned last week Sunday that COVID-19 is not a death sentence. So don't wait at home looking for when death will come. It's a time to take advantage of the opportunities that are ahead of us. Thank you for being part of our service today. I like these two MDs of company to just pray because one of the prophecies for us, even at this time, is that new businesses will emerge. Existing ones will be strengthened. So one person should pray for new businesses to emerge. The other person should pray for existing one to be strengthened. Can we pray for God's people this morning?
Our God and our Father, we thank you. We thank you because you said in everything we should give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Here we are today give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
We're also thanking you in advance of the new things that you are about to do.
Yes, Lord.
We're thanking you for the businesses that are going to spring up.
Yes, Lord.
We're thanking you because ideas will come to people.
Yes, Lord.
We're thanking you because freshness,
yes,
newness,
yes,
will come to your people.
Yes, Lord.
We're thanking you, Lord, because goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life.
Yes, Lord.
It is what you have said, and it will come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
See thou a man who is diligent in his work, who sit down with kings and not with mere men. That's what you said, O
Lord.
So therefore, as we go into the future, Lord, even though there is a lot of uncertainty, we know that you are available.
Yes.
Even though you are not visible.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we tap into the future and we ask that all the new businesses will begin to come.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Father, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all existing businesses, O Lord, in the Lighthouse communities and beyond. We thank you, O Lord, because we know you are, O Lord, only them strong, O Lord. We thank you because, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are giving them insight. You are giving them, O Lord, wisdom. You are giving them, O Lord, Father, O Lord, new ideas, O Lord, to take their business, O Lord, forward. We say thank you, Father, because, O Lord, these businesses, O Lord, will not die. In the mighty name of Jesus, as your word says that at the, O Lord, touch of water, the tree, O Lord, will blossom. I declare over your businesses, O Lord, that they blossom. Profiting shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare in the name of Jesus over every existing business that, oh yes, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you shall testify, O Lord, of the goodness of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In this season, you shall reap, oh yes, 100-fold, 1,000-fold in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Like never before, you will hear the voice of the Lord.
Yes.
You will not be stranded in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Most High God,
for
in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for being part of adding flavor to this service today.
Thank you, sir.
Personally, I am just blessed and refreshed. And to everyone out there, thank you for joining in our service today. This is your best week so far. Thank you for this period. Do not give up. Thank God for every day that you wake up. Do not give up. Do not lose hope. Do not exercise any fear. This is the best time to live. And I'm just of the opinion that God wired people for each generation. So you are wired for the challenges of this generation. You can't afford to lose the cutting edge to fear, to worry, to anxiety. And as you do that, your faith will overcome. God bless you. Have a lovely week. We love you from Lighthouse Lagos, Nigeria. Peace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,